Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather will tap gloves tonight at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. There hasn't been this much excitement about a championship fight since a young person can't remember when. We're joined now by our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Sports Illustrated cover story. You know, I almost can't remember the last time there was a cover story about it. Really, I can't. He calls it the fight to save boxing. Is that what it really amounts to?
Oh, poor Oscar. I mean, he's beefed up for this fight, Scott, but maybe not enough to carry the whole sport on his back. And he's been carrying this load a long time. You know, Scott, I covered Oscar De La Hoya when he was first supposed to save boxing in the Olympics. That was the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. So it's been a long haul.
Now, you know, I remember when we used to say that boxing was having problems because, you know, the most talented athletes don't want to get their faces smashed in, so they'd play baseball, football, or basketball. Now, is it the rise of these sports where men just take off their clothes and pummel each other in cages that makes it hard for something like boxing that has, you know, rules and referees to compete?
Well, that's part of it. But really, Scott, here's the whole problem with boxing. Can you tell me the name of the heavyweight champion of the world?
No, but there are eight or nine of them at this point.
Well, it's a trick question because there are four. Uh-huh. And any of them could walk down the street and not get arrested. Now, all you have to think is to Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Mike Tyson.
Actually, of those four, probably a couple of them could easily get arrested, but it wouldn't make the news because we don't know who they are. Yeah.
There you go. But it's the heavyweight division that carries the sport. They're just not doing their part. And so that leaves it to a guy like Oscar. And he's really the only one out there. And Scott, nobody can say he hasn't done his part. Yeah. His fights, when this one is over, will have generated close to $500 million in revenue on pay-per-view. But Scott, he's only one guy. And if he's going to be responsible for saving boxing, well, in the last 15 years, I'm afraid it's going downhill on his watch. Mm.
Floyd Mayweather is a very fine opponent, and he's 4 years younger than Oscar De La Hoya, and he's dominated all of his recent opponents.
Well, that's why I think he's going to win, Scott. He also wants this fight very, very badly, because this would be the one thing that he hasn't done, which is beat, you know, the golden boy. Mm-hmm. Now, Oscar, on the other hand, is getting older. He's lost two of his last three fights. He's got all the money in the world. He doesn't have the kind of motivation. Mm-hmm. So I really think that this is Floyd's fight.
Have you seen any of this HBO reality-type series that's been following both the fighters?
Oh, it's hilarious. I just love this stuff. It's kind of what it's come to now. You've got to sell the fight. And it's funny because they've done some of the traditional things, Scott. Mm-hmm. This old-fashioned 11-city barnstorming tour. But then you go to this wonderful HBO series, which is just so funny and so modern and something brand new. And, you know, HBO is matching the pay-per-view, mm-hmm. and they are the ones who are going to show you the fight, you know, in a week or two on it. So they're kind of promoting the thing. But it's really interesting that they have to go to these new ways of promoting. I expect maybe one day we'll see a fight on YouTube. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think you can already see them. They're just unlicensed at this point. Ron, thanks very much. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.
Thank you, Scott.